In this bulletin, Turkey's president says he's secured another five-year term. The debate over company tax cuts continues, and New South Wales claims its second State of Origin series victory in 13 years with a Game 2 win in Sydney. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The Turkish president says he's won another 5 years in office after Turkey's presidential and parliamentary elections. With more than 90% of the vote counted, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan had 53%, with his nearest rival Muharrem Ince on 30%. The opposition parties raised concerns about vote rigging and electoral fraud. These people spoke after casting their votes.
We live quietly. I, for example, 3 or 5 years ago, I did not wear a veil, and now I am veiled and nobody asks me questions. These are the things he does.
God willing, we will overthrow this power. We will fire this dictator. Freedom will come to this country.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten says he won't be bullied into supporting business tax cuts. As the final parliamentary sitting week begins before the long winter break, Malcolm Turnbull has accused Mr. Shorten of leading an anti-jobs, anti-investment, higher-taxing Labor alternative. Mr. Turnbull says the government is continuing to press for a reduction in the company tax rate over time to 25% for all companies. But Mr. Shorten says Labor isn't budging.
Who here is surprised that the government is trying to bully Labor and bully me into voting for these corporate tax cuts this week with some simplistic name-calling about being anti-big business? Let me make very clear for the record my views on big business. I will work with big business. I just won't work for big business. I'm not anti-big business. I'm just pro-worker. I'm pro-small business.
A rally has been held on the steps of the State Library in Melbourne to protest against the Turnbull government's decision to deport a Sri Lankan family. The Refugee Action Collective, the Home to Bilo campaign, and the Tamil Refugee Council called a snap rally to stand in support of the family. The couple and their two Australian-born children lost a bid to stop their deportation at the Federal Circuit Court on Thursday, but have 21 days to appeal. Simone Cameron from the Home to Bilo campaign told SBS that the family was issued deportation notices on Friday, and the group is desperately asking the Home Affairs Minister to intervene.
They could be back to Bilawila tomorrow if he just listens to the will of the people. We've said that we love this family, we want them back. All the people of Bilawila feel that way, and people right around Australia. So we feel like that should be enough, really.
New South Wales has claimed only their second State of Origin series victory in 13 years with an 18-14 Game 2 win in Sydney. 4 years after the Blues sealed their last series win, New South Wales tasted success in front of more than 82,000 fans last night. The Maroons got off to a strong start, racing to a 10-0 lead after just 20 minutes, before New South Wales rallied to take a half-time lead, holding on to back up their Game 1 victory. Game 3 will be held in Brisbane on July 11. At the World Cup, Colombia has chalked up a 3-0 win over Poland. Japan and Senegal remain the top of Group H after a 2-2 draw. Harry Kane has struck a hat-trick to help England reach the last 16 of the World Cup with a 6-1 win over Panama. The result means England qualify for the knockout stage from Group G with a game to spare along with Belgium. Panama and Tunisia have been eliminated. England manager Gareth Southgate says the team is enjoying playing together, despite the country having been plagued by internal pressure in previous World Cups.
It's strange because I enjoyed the win against Tunisia more because the tension in it and the fact that you get over the line when you're really under pressure was very, very special. But today we were really ruthless in front of goal, and so a different type of challenge. And the players are enjoying their football, and you don't get many opportunities to play in a game like that for England.
The biggest cheer of the match was reserved for Panama as they scored their first ever World Cup goal. Well, now today's weather across the country. Perth, mostly sunny and 20 degrees. Should be partly cloudy in Adelaide, 14. Similar forecast for Melbourne and 13 degrees. Possible light morning shower in Hobart today and 14. Morning frost, then a sunny day in Canberra and 12. Wollongong, sunny and heading for a top of 16. Also sunny in Sydney today and 17. Similar for Newcastle, a top of 18 degrees. A possible shower in Brisbane, 21. A shower or two in Cairns, 26. And Darwin, sunny and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.